is inquiring. I text Ollie Cosell from The Bird writes, I'll read his response when he comes back. I just asked him his thoughts. What do you think of the Pels perhaps being one of the teams, along with Detroit, Oklahoma City, and Cleveland, looking to move up to number one? I'll get your opinions when we come back. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Headlights, somebody's coming. Got to move. Keep on running with the hot, hot hearts out on the boulevard tonight.
Basketball fans, watch the NBA Finals live with YouTube TV. Get live TV from 85-plus top channels, including ABC, ESPN, Disney, and Nat Geo. Watch the live sports, local news, and shows you love with unlimited DVR storage included. YouTube TV brings crystal clear HD live TV streaming to all your favorite devices. No cable boxes, no long-term contracts. Set up in minutes. Find out more at YouTubeTV.com. YouTube TV. Try it free. Terms apply.
Friends, if you're in a job you can't stand or worried your unemployment benefits will be ending, you need to go to mycomputercareer.edu and fill out the free career evaluation form. I've personally spoken to them, and apparently, employers are lining up to hire their graduates. In as little as 4 months, you could start your career in the growing cybersecurity and networking fields. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Tell them Max sent you.
Dear Vet Ticks, it was nice to spend the night with my daughter and other veterans. It's so humbling to attend an event when you feel appreciated.
I had a wonderful time with my family. Thank you for the memories, Vet Ticks.
Dear Vet Ticks, thank you for a great experience and for your support of the military and veterans.
Thank you so much, Vet Ticks. Our family has gone through a lot the last few years, and this gave us a nice break.
Every empty seat at a concert, game, or special event is a missed opportunity to say thank you to a veteran or a service member. By giving your extra tickets to VetTix, you'll help America's heroes reduce stress, strengthen family bonds, and create a truly happy memory that will last a lifetime. So when you really want to say thank you for your service, give the experience, give the memory. VetTix, give something to those who gave. For more information on how you can make a difference, go to vettix.org.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Joe.
It is.
Oh! England, Denmark underway! Already some tweets. Apparently somebody from Denmark took a swipe at England or something. Apparently not a lot of love. Not a lot of love.
Oh, they were booing them. Anthems? Come on.
Boo. That's nice. Isn't that nice?
Nah, that's,
boo
that's,
you, that's boo classless. Everybody.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get stupid.
Today's more about what that camera Wednesday hump day is. Whatever it is.
I will say this, we played a minute and 20, and there's a lot of bodies going down on the pitch.
I mean,
there's a lot of tripping, pushing, shoving, you name it. Exciting minute 30. Oh, look at this. Number three just came in, and I guess from England, and just absolutely.
No, that's Denmark.
No. England's
oh, no,
way.
Yeah, England's way.
Words of wisdom. Oh, he took a dive. He took a dive. The Denmark, oh, he might have stepped on a pinky. Maybe. But he,
I don't think
he went out like
hair.
He blew his Achilles.
They need to add fighting to soccer.
Fighting?
Fighting.
By the way, how's hockey going?
Huh? It's going.
It's going?
It's going.
Can Tampa win it tonight?
I think they do win it tonight. If not,
do you?
I hope they have a big collapse.
Tampa Bay, are we going to call Karen again if they win?
If they blow a 3-0 lead for the first time
we're calling it
in 79
right?
years.
Calling it regardless to celebrate another championship and then...
If they win.
Well, if they lose, we're calling her as well, huh? Why don't we just call Karen? Let's just see how she's doing this week, you know?
We can.
What else you got to
do? We'll see what tonight has in store.
Jordan, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little antsy here.
what watch? Oh, with the whole surgery.
Yep, coming up at 3 o'clock.
The cut.
I don't really want to go. I got to go. Jordan's going to have you 2:30 to 3 o'clock. Coming up at 2:30, the Cajun Ninja, 2:45, the Graph. He's going to get his opinion on what Adam Silver had to say yesterday. I wholeheartedly agree with this, and I'm going to play it right after Jordan tells you our two questions of the day. We've got a lot of good responses. Go ahead and give those, sir.
Yeah, so the first one has to do with the NBA playoffs. What are your top three takeaways from Game 1, Suns and Bucks? Mm-hmm. Second question of the day, more to do with your New Orleans Pelicans. NBA Central tweeted out a few hours ago, the Cavaliers, Rockets, Pelicans, and Thunder are among the teams making overtures to evaluate what it would take to move up to the number one pick per Draft Express over on Twitter. So that led to the question, do you want to see the Pelicans move up? If so, what are you willing to give up to obtain the number one pick in the NBA draft? You could comment at ESPN Radio NOLA over on Twitter or call in 800-998-1003.
Lots of good comments. Neil on Twitter says, I think if you listen to NOLA Jake, which of course is Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast.
I might text him, see if we could come on tomorrow.
On the Hawks, and he was talking about Atlanta's rise up, on how they got to where they are. He hit on the nose. Don't trade to just move up. Find the right pieces of the puzzle and go from there. If we improve by trading, then do it. That's my point that I've been making. I got to figure out who I am, my identity. So I keep going to this. Point Zion. Van Gundy's patting his back. You know, everyone like, oh, that's great. Point. But what does that mean? Like, or is he going to bring the ball up the court 60% of the time in a game? Like, when he's on the court, is he your point guard? Because if he is, then, you know, facilitating, driving, kicking, shooting, like, there's a lot of, there's some things to his game that need to improve if he's going to be your primary ball handler when he's on the court. I'm all in favor of situational, end of the game, you know.
Need a basket.
Bleeps hitting the, right, they're on a 10-2 run, it's time for a bucket,
give him the ball.
Like LeBron does. He brings the ball up the
Zion
court.
Zion rules.
Exactly right. So I get that. But again, then that means I need my shooters. Which of my young players, Jordan, do I have faith in that I can start next year? Because that's where we are, right? Like, is Jackson Hayes pushing for more minutes or starting? Is Nikhil Alexander Walker a guy that I'm starting at shooting guard? Because I need a point guard.
Well, you're going to need a guy. Whoever's going to start is going to be the guy to make baskets, because you heard Stan Van Gundy. You could only really rely on two
guys. Which is why, again, and I know
that
look,
could shoot the ball last
bless
year.
His heart, and I'm glad that, you know, there's a video, and it's nice to see the video. That's great. You know, we all saw the video.
Steven Adams.
Steven, well, I was going somewhere else. Yeah.
That other guy, Lonzo Ball.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, don't say it like that. Steven Adams, catch and shoot, left corner three. Next.
Oh, yeah!
Russo went to the left wing, catch and shoot three. Nothing but net. Steven Adams working on his three-point shooting.
Awesome.
And then, look, I mean, here he is in the lab. See, he got music to the back of it, though. Why'd you just duck your head? Huh? Lonzo.
Because I'm getting ready.
Oh, look at that spin move. Look, dunk in the lane. Look at him. Shake and bake left, nothing but net. Spin move. Off the glass with the left hand. Catch and shoot right wing. Three. Oh, look at that. Between the leg, left, right, dribble. Catch and shoot. He's working on his game. I asked you flat out after watching this. Are you rolling with 2-0? You know why I say 2-0? You're going to command 20. Are you paying 20? Because that's what's going to be. Minimum. It's nothing personal. I'm just, again, to the point of what we were talking about last segment. Am I using my draft picks to move up to something that I know, don't know, you want that vet and all that? Okay, well, that's who he is. I mean, that's more of a known than moving up. Again, the Draft Express report, Pelicans among the teams that are inquired, what it would cost to move up number one overall, which every mock draft has put Cade Cunningham in. I said the start of the show, one of the three things that I took away from the game yesterday kind of goes with something I said about 2 weeks ago where we had, you know, Ali Cosell in from the Bird Rights. And I said, you know, I could can you make the argument? And I think you can make an argument. I'm not saying you're right or wrong, but I think you can make an argument or a case that maybe Ja should have been the pick, number one overall, based on the following. In today's NBA, you better be able to shoot the three. You better be able to score from that position. In the Western Conference, you will be facing the following. Donovan Mitchell, Murray, De'Aaron Fox, who didn't even make the playoffs. Right? Ja. Okay, well, I'm saying if I would have picked him, right. Steph Curry, Damian Lillard, Chris Paul, Luka Doncic. Who else am I missing here? I mean, that's pretty, some pretty good point guards, right? That score, run stuff, lead, play some D sometimes, right?
Wait, you say Chris Paul?
Yes, I did.
Well, he might be going to the New York Knicks.
He's not going to the Knicks. Everyone wants him over on the Lakers. Let me tell you something. I don't think he leaves.
I'd leave.
He's got a good thing. You would leave? Have you watched his interaction with Booker?
I'm joking.
Oh, I forgot. It's New York, huh?
It's New York.
Yeah. Good old New York. Come on down. They already have R.J. Barrett on the trade block.
Come on down to New Orleans.
Yeah, congratulations. Anyway, I would use Lonzo in a sign-and-trade sort of thing. He can go get his money, and he can go be a guy that I think Lonzo's a very good player that's perfect for a system that has scoring already. Does that make sense? Like, I'm not saying he's a terrible player. But in a team that's literally devoid of shooting. let me, consistent shooting. And at that position, I don't know, man.
Christian over on Twitter, why wouldn't the Pelicans just stay put at 10 or even drop back and draft a scorer like Cam Thomas from LSU?
Cam Thomas is one. One of the other guys that we're talking about, Corey Kispert, right now, mocked at number 10 on NBADraft.net. Moses Moody is a 3-and-D wing. They have him going 11th to Charlotte. NBCSports.com has him going 10 to New Orleans. A guy that, by again, all accounts, is kind of what the Pels could use and need. Now, Ali Cosell, I texted him a little bit ago, his thoughts on the reports that the Pels have inquired. He says inquired was the key word. Notice the other listed teams? They can at least dangle a much higher pick than number 10. The other teams, Jordan, as you said, Cleveland at number 3, Houston at number 2, and Oklahoma City at number 6. And they got, I don't know, what, 450 draft picks, the Thunder? And if I'm Detroit, I'm not moving that far down. Right? If I drop to 2, okay, so great, I can get Suggs or Mobley. If I drop to 3, I can get Suggs or Mobley. If I drop to 6, maybe Jalen Green's there, Scotty Barnes, or maybe somebody else might come give me something. I don't know, right? I just think if you're Detroit, do you really want to move that far down to 10 unless you're giving something back? Now, to them, does having a guy like Lonzo Ball with a bunch of future picks help? I don't know their situation enough to sort of make a case or not. You know, are you packaging Hayes and Ball? Would you package Hayes and Ball? There's somebody on Twitter that says, as long as you keep Jax or Naw, I'm cool with it. That's Nestro 504. So Jax, again, those are the other two draft picks the year that you got Zion. Are you cool with parting ways with Kyrie Lewis?
I think everyone's on the table.
Everyone but Zion.
Everyone's on the table.
In my mind, everyone but Zion. Now, for many, it's everyone but Zion and B.I. Everyone sort of sees it. I still want to see, and I'm willing to give it another year to see if B.I. is the fit. But again, and I don't say that because I don't like him or he's not a good player or he's a locker room. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying right now, currently, the way this roster is constructed, two of your starting five don't play very good defense and they're your two best players, quote unquote. One of the things I learned from the game yesterday, Suns roster, really good, deep, better than the Pels. Why? Well, I can give you a couple of reasons. They play defense. They play offense. They can shoot perimeter shots. They can shoot three-point shots. They can shoot mid-range shots. They drive to the basket like four or five players do that. They have great continuity. They're a team. They play team defense. They don't panic. They're well coached. They listen. They're prepared. Like, I can go on and on. Basketball IQ, very high. Right? I'm looking at my Pels roster here. So, David on Twitter, David Nola, always depends on the cost, but would definitely love to see Cade on the Pelicans. Neil, as I said, Jax and Nah, definitely have to stay, no doubt about it. Michael on Twitter says, not up to number one, so he's not willing, kind of like you. You don't want to kind of mortgage, quote-unquote, the future. Right now, let's be honest, okay, I'm not being ugly, but the Jrue Holiday trade to the Bucks. Okay.
About as good as, yeah.
Not exactly. I mean, we've said it before. What, 2028's first-round pick? You're going to be married with three kids by then.
Yeah, basically, what?
Seven years away.
Sixth or seventh grade?
7 years away. How old are you turning in November?
23.
You'll be 30. Coming off of that NBA draft, Jordan, think about that. You'll be 30. Might have a home.
Whoa.
Children. I mean, it's a long time away, but that's what I'm saying. In that time, there's a lot of things that can happen here, bud. I may be in your wedding. Am I being your wedding? Am I coming? Am I invited?
Yes, you're invited.
Okay, well, I'm just making sure.
I wasn't invited to your wedding.
When did you start planning?
I wasn't invited to your wedding.
Dude, that was 10 years ago. I didn't know you.
That's messed up.
I didn't know you.
Still messed up.
You were 13.
Still messed up.
Why would I invite a 13-year-old I don't know to my wedding? Oh my gosh, you are young. Actually, you were probably 12 because I got married in July. So you were 12.
You and Hannah been together that long?
Yeah. I know. Speaking of, that's this month. I need to think of what I'm getting. And the 40th is in August. Anybody like to sponsor anything on the show? Okay. Gussie needs some money. Let's play some more Adam Silvery comeback and some thoughts here. You talked about parity. Talked about the injuries as well. Love to get your thoughts. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans next.
Summer heat is approaching, and so are the red hot deals.
Red hot deals.
At Craig LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at CraigLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary two-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Craig LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Craig LeBlanc Toyota.
Welcome back. We've missed you. We know it's been tough. Because rebuilding your business isn't for the faint of heart. Your business needs a jump start, and we're here to help. Introducing Surge, symmetrical speed fiber internet from Etel Business. Revved up data speeds at 30% off, plus 3 months free. We're glad you're back, and we're here to make your business surge. Etel Business. Offer valid on 3-year contract for 2 or more business services.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
El Paso Mexican Grill and Steakhouse, Highway 1 in Raceland, features fantastic, authentic Mexican food and steaks. They have great lunch specials Monday to Fridays, plus enjoy happy hour from 3 to 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 margaritas. And on Fridays, it's 2-for-1 margaritas from open to close, plus live music on Friday evenings. El Paso Mexican Food and Steakhouse on Highway 1 Raceland.
Okay, ladies, we all know one of the greatest feelings in the world when you get together with a friend and she says, "Girl, those pants look amazing on you." But even though I'm happy dancing inside,
I just play it cool and say, thanks, their Skechers Go Walk Wear pants. And why do I always get compliments on these casual, athletic, stretchy pants? Because whether I'm hanging with friends or working out, nothing beats the fit, comfort, and versatility of Skechers Go Walk Wear. They're made with comfortable GoFlex fabric that has compression and hold, including a double compression waistband. What's that mean? It gives me curves in all the right places and minimizes the spots where I want a little help. And the versatility is incredible. Go Walk Wear pants have four pockets, two back and two side. Plus, they're machine washable and come in extended sizes, so everyone can look great in these pants. Easy care, easy wear, and made to fit every body. That's the Skechers Go Walk Wear line of pants. Find yours at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, and find retailers everywhere.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
The man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
More nervous me about getting cut on in about 40 minutes or you taking over in 10 minutes.
I think you getting cut over.
I think so. You'll be fine. Cajun Ninja, bottom of the hour. The graph coming up at 2:45. Keon Johnson mocked by Bleacher Report to the New Orleans Pelicans. So Keon Johnson, shooting guard, small forward, freshman out of Tennessee. Keon Johnson had teams talking after his 48-inch max vertical at the NBA Combine. Athletic ability and motor set him apart. The Pelicans should be drawn to his defense first, though drafting him top 10 means accepting a limited creator and shooter early on. However, he did flash glimpses of mid-range and post-scoring as well as secondary playmaking potential. With Josh Hart and James Johnson set to hit free agency, the Pels could see Johnson as a plug-and-play defensive energizer with room to improve his ball handling and jumper. Pels do need that. What I would immediately counter is Didi Luzada. Right? And that kind of what you're hoping for and saw a little bit, some glimpses. And Najee Marshall. That kind of sounds like the player that I have. So, no thanks. No, I mean, I just, right? I have two players that are kind of, and I don't need to see anywhere any pros and cons. Limited shooter. Jordan, what did David Griffin say? Or one of the three principles the Pelicans have got to correct in the offseason?
IQ, shooting, and toughness.
Yes.
We need a player with really like a high IQ. I just feel like we have the Pelicans black.
Again, if you watched that game last night, it was so much fun.
Night and day.
So much fun. Adam Silver on the parity he's seeing in the league, and I agree.
See this as hopefully the end of a transition for the league, not just post COVID, but as we're just by virtue of the teams that we saw in the conference finals, a real transition in terms of the league of the up and coming new stars. Up-and-coming franchises, more parity throughout the league. Again, you know, it wouldn't be true to the data to make too large a point around one season, particularly one that may have been, that was so aberrational. But I at least say it looks like a very positive sign.
Yeah. And
so what the competition we're seeing around the league.
You know what I heard there? It's nice to finally be moving on from LeBron. I mean, isn't that what I heard? Although that Brooklyn team, they're kind of still holding on to that. Let's form
at least it's not LeBron
Avengers team. The Brooklyn Nets team is going to eventually fizzle out, and then. But I agree with them.
Well,
on
we
this.
Keep saying that. We said that about the Warriors, and then.
But it's one team. I understand
the Lakers
it, but don't you see? Look, even with what they did last year, though, LeBron and AD were your two best players on the Lakers, right? I think you're seeing, and we talked about this last year. We're seeing more return to what we used to see. To really good players, build a good team around them, go make your run. And that's kind of what I look at it. Injuries is something that's been talked about a lot. He touched on this.
Been a lot of discussion around the injuries. You know, putting aside the specific data for a second, I have no doubt that the additional stress, again, physical and emotional on them, contributes to injuries. You know, none of it is an exact science. You know, it's something that even pre-COVID, as you all know, we were very focused on at the league. We put people in place to focus exclusively on injury prevention. Precisely why we have the injuries we do is still unclear to us. It's something that we'll continue to study in the offseason. The trend line, unfortunately, has been going up for the last several years, and that's despite the tremendous additional resources our teams have put into injury prevention, the brand new practice facilities located throughout the league, the state-of-the-art equipment. It's horrific, and it's something that, of course, takes away from the competition.
When Giannis went down, the stat came out. 9 All-Stars from this year's All-Star teams, the 2021 All-Star teams, 9 players went down in the postseason. It's a lot. But back to his previous statement, if those players, instead of Max Kellerman saying, well, this is why you need to put an asterisk on whoever wins, which, by the way, again, if you're watching that game last night, really, you don't think Phoenix can beat some teams? It ought to tell you how strong I think the league actually is. You're starting to see that emergence of those young players. Throw in Trae Young in there. Ja averaged 28 points in his first playoff series. He's good, right? They'll figure it out maybe in Dallas, but Luka's solid as well, you know? Klay's coming back to Steph and the Warriors. If Murray would be healthy with the Nuggets, I mean, that's a gauntlet in the West, man. I'm glad, Silver mentioned in the play-in tournament, and I'll play the full bite here, but I don't think you're being disrespectful to say, look, the Pels need to be at least shooting for the play-in. I mean, like, it what teams that finished above you this year do you see them falling back and out? I mean, the Kings made a little bit of a move, got a little bit better. Let's see what happens there. I like De'Aaron Fox. Minnesota, like a caller had, are they ready to move on, kind of reset, restart things there? Call Anthony Towns. Could he be made available? I know a lot of Pels fans have thought about that a little bit. But my point is that the Lakers are going to be good next year, right? If they don't lose literally most of the season with Anthony Davis and LeBron, they're going to be in the top 2 or 3 in the West. I mean, they are. The Jazz are still really good. Nuggets are a really good team. The MVP is on that team. Chris Paul should have been the MVP. They were the 2 seed. They're not going anywhere. No, Jordan thinks he's going to New York. I think Chris Paul's coming back. But, I mean, you better bring it, right? So I'm glad this is happening.
It's my expectation that we'll continue it for next season. We both, of course, need agreement from our teams and the Players Association. And I know, you know, Michelle Roberts doesn't have an easy job. She has 450 players. Some maybe have louder voices than others at the table. But again, I think ultimately, although there were critics, not just LeBron, but, you know, others who weren't in favor of it and maybe some teams who weren't thrilled with it, I think overall it was very positive for the league and the players. I mean, certainly there have been some suggestions about some tweaks we should consider. But again, I think once we bring it back to our owners for a vote and the Players Association meets and has an opportunity to consider it, it's my expectation that it'll continue for next season.
I'm glad to hear that. Whether the Pels are 6th and 7th or they're trying to fight to get in 10. What are you doing? Wait. Somebody put a remote control car?
That's how the ball was
delivered?
Yeah.
There it is. There's a soccer ball.
Midfield?
Yeah, remote control car. It's probably sponsored.
Oh, yeah. You want to sponsor the side panel of the...
Well, it's probably like a little miniature of a car, you know?
Unbelievable.
I'm glad you're paying attention to the show.
I was looking at Twitter and it made me feel real good
that in 3 minutes you're taking over.
When I saw
really,
that...
Really good. Makes me feel real good.
Well, that's the kind of news that you'll get.
Michael Wilbon.
The Suns have been, to me, as good a story as there's been in the NBA this season. And I know the story's been dominated. The season's been dominated by injuries and this person out and this star out and this superstar missing. And the Suns have somehow navigated that without having it, even though it looked like it might happen to Chris again. First game, remember, against LeBron. He suffers that injury with the shoulder. We don't know what's going to happen. Then he tests positive for COVID, which statistically, when you've been vaccinated, is just something that doctors say is insanely, like next to impossible. So that story, for a lot of people, is good enough. But Scott, I think that it's really important. Look, the league can't live off of LeBron and Curry forever.
I agree.
And the league got caught in this way with Michael Jordan, right? Well, how long did the hangover after Michael's retirement, the last retirement, how long did that last? It lasted for years, and the league couldn't get away from it. The bad basketball played, oh, there are no marketable stars. I don't know if that was ever true, but that was the perception. Now you've got people, and this goes away from Chris a little bit, like Devin Booker. I mean, who is a star who people are just really seeing and appreciating for the first time. I did a cover story piece for the network in January, maybe early February, about Booker being the most anonymous superstar in the league. And he was. Not so much after three series wins and he comes out here and does this in game one. But I know what you're saying. You're right. There's an unfamiliarity here. The league better push this. They better learn how to do this. These are guys that we're going to see, and there's going to be another young cast of them moving up. DeAndre Ayton, don't let me miss him. Sure. So there are players that people are going to grab onto for the first time. You're right. It is something that people, a lot of people, maybe casual fans are looking around saying, I don't know, how much am I going to buy into this? But I think if you watch particularly the Suns, and, you know, this is Antetokounmpo's first time reaching the finals. So I think there are a lot of people there that folks can identify with, but it's going to take more games, more performances. And if the Suns continue to play like this, and I think they can, they're going to emerge from this as a team that is familiar. And they'll join those other teams as they return their stars next year. I should have mentioned the Nets in there as well, that I think people will feel differently about. But this is a chance for a coming out party for a couple of teams and several stars.
And as Jordan gets ready to take on over, another player is unhappy. Who is it?
Marvin Bagley on liking a tweet saying he wants to leave the Kings.
Wait. This comment.
First of all, it's my Twitter, bro. Yep. It's my Twitter. It has my name on it. I can like whatever I choose and please, whatever I feel like liking.
There you go. Well, Marvin, when you like that you want to leave, people are going to ask you about it. You know what? Have fun the next 30 minutes. I'm going to go get cut on. See you tomorrow, folks.
Good luck.
Jordan Kleber has got you the rest of the way on ESPN New Orleans. Fire in the eyes, naked to the T-bone as a lover's disguise. Banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad bull. She's got the look. Advanced Eye Institute in Cut Off is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit our website at visionsourceadvancedeyecutoff.com.
You know him?
To be honest with you, Fitz, this letter will not change a lot for me.
You love her.
There's no simple solution how to move forward. You mentioned if you could go back in time.
Sarah Spain, Jason Fitz, Spain and Fitz.
We're back.
He's not going to feel it the same way. It's like a Harden or a West.
Today is a dark, dark day for the New York Knicks.
He's allowed to benefit from the hype of us promoting him to MVP level.
And they let him go for nothing.
Spain and Fitz returns weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. Freddie Coleman.
I don't think you're going to make it in the next couple of minutes.
Ian Fitzsimmons.
I really don't think I'm going to make it through the night. I don't.
Freddie and Fitzsimmons.
Oh, them.
More of a good thing.
He is the king of the reverse jinx.
Tom Brady had a chance to speak, and once again, he shows us he's that every man for you.
And greetings and salutations, brothers and sisters. He's Ian Fitzsimmons. Fitzsimmons.
Cam Atkinson. Just hit the post.
I'm Freddie Coleman. We are
Freddie and Fitzsimmons. Weekdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrades 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Hangover. I'll be closing out the show today for Gus Kattengill. As he said, he's going to go get a cyst removed from his head, waiting on Cajun Ninja to open up the phone lines and join us here in a quick second to tell us what he's got cooking up this weekend. But let's continue with the basketball talk and Adam Silver's comments on how the league is in shape as of right now and how the play-in tournament kind of helps shape this NBA playoffs.
It's my expectation that we'll continue it for next season. We both, of course, need agreement from our teams and the Players Association. And I know, you know, Michelle Roberts doesn't have an easy job. She has 450 players. Some maybe have louder voices than others at the table. But again, I think ultimately, although there were critics, not just LeBron, but, you know, others who weren't in favor of it and maybe some teams who weren't thrilled with it, I think overall it was very positive for the league and the players. I mean, certainly there have been some suggestions about some tweaks we should consider. But again, I think once we bring it back to our owners for a vote and the Players Association meets and has an opportunity to consider it, it's my expectation that it'll continue for next season.
And also just last night's game, Phoenix wins against the Milwaukee Bucks 118-105. Here's last night's Calls win.
12 seconds to go. Phoenix with a 13-point lead. Forbes a three. Front rim, no. Tapped in the air. Controlled by the Suns. 5 seconds left in Phoenix. Huge smile on Chris Paul's face. He waited a long time to make his NBA Finals debut, and he delivers 32 points, 9 assists. The Suns take game one, 118-105 over Milwaukee.
We'll get back with more NBA talk at the 45-minute segment with Todd Graffiniti. But right now, we have the Cajun Ninja. Jason, thank you so much for coming on to the show. I really appreciate your time. How you doing today, man?
What's up, Jordan, man? You having to carried away, huh?
Yeah, Gus actually just left the door to get cut open in the head because he has to go get a cyst removed. He's freaking out about that right now. So wishing him well, handing me the keys to the show for the last 30 minutes. And I get to talk to you, so no better treat than that.
Hey, look, breathe, man, breathe. You're going to be just fine.
I appreciate that. I saw some things over on Facebook, and I know you went to Vegas last week. You just returned, I want to say, two days ago. How was that trip, man?
Man, fantastic. You know, Vegas is quite the experience. Nothing's cheap, though. I think we were walking the strip one day and decided to get, like, each a little daiquiri, and it was, like, $60. And we're like, what? I mean, which is made with like golden ice or something. It was $60, but you know, I mean, you know, you're in Vegas, so you know, enjoy yourself. But yeah, I don't know if I'll be back anytime soon.
So I see you tried what, a pizza? Is that a deep dish pizza? What kind of pizza is that you're eating on your Facebook page?
Yeah, so they got this place not far from the Bellagio called Giordano's, and It's like it's a chain off of like an original restaurant from Chicago. They're world famous for their deep dish pizza. And man, I got to tell you, I'm not much of a deep dish guy, but that was fantastic. I could definitely see myself being in the mood for that over, you know, a New York style, because it was just that good. I mean, the crust on the bottom had a nice crunch when you're biting into it. It was like soft and gooey cheese. But I think the thing that really kind of like makes it different from traditional pizza is just complete sauce on the top. You know, everything's kind of in the middle of the pie, and the sauce is on the top. So when you bite in, you just get this rush of, like, homemade marinara. It was really good.
So do you make any pizzas yourself at your home? Do you usually make any pizzas, or you just want to kind of go out and try different pizza places, you know, around the state of Louisiana or just around the country?
I haven't really dabbled in making pizza on my own, but I really want to. But I know there's an art to it, you know, I'm like letting the dough ferment and all. But I do love to go and try pizza. There's this app called the One Bite Review, and I love getting on there and like seeing where they have pizza and then like tasting it and leaving my review. I've got this like page of all kind of pizza places I've tried on the One Bite app, which stems from the guy Dave Portnoy, who goes and does pizza reviews all over the country. He's real popular, and it's great. I love that guy's show.
Well, hopefully we don't get any more rain for the weekend, because I want to get out there and grill. What would you consider grilling this weekend for everyone that's listening?
Oh, man, you know, like I told Gus, man, I'm not much of a grill guy, you know. So what I would suggest is, you know, be in an area where you're not getting rained on. That's for sure. I mean, be lucky enough to have a patio cover or something like that where you can still maybe smoke some meats or what have you. I know a lot of people like to have jambalaya outside, but, you know, for me, I like to just get down in the kitchen. You know, there's 0% chance of rain.
Right, yeah, and I see on your Facebook page, at the Cajun Ninja, you could go ahead and follow him. Millions of views worldwide. He's great at what he does. I see that you're making a hamburger steak with gravy. Just kind of take me through that whole process, because I love myself a hamburger, and I'm kind of just salivating at the mouth right now watching you make this thing.
Yeah, man, you know, hamburger steak is it's kind of a staple to Southern cuisine, you know. I mean, you know, I use two pounds of ground beef and just get that seasoned well with some garlic powder, salt, pepper, Worcestershire sauce, and some breadcrumbs, some egg, and, you know, form some good patties, brown them down, and then cook some onions in there to pull up that browning, create a gravy with some butter, some flour. Man, it makes me salivate just thinking about it. It's such a savory dish. You could eat it over rice or you could eat over mashed potatoes. You know, I love hamburger steak.
All right, yeah, so there's going to be a lot of finals in the soccer world this weekend. What kind of game, if, you know, we're having a tailgate get-together, what should I be making for this weekend?
Yeah, man, I you know, that's always going to be one's preference. What are you craving, you know what I'm saying? I haven't been keeping up much with the soccer, but I tell you, I'm really excited about the Phoenix Suns, you know, with Chris Paul and Monty Williams.
Chris Paul.
Those guys, you know, were in New Orleans for a long time, you know, really facing a lot of adversity. And, you know, Chris Paul is a guy who you just believed would make it to a finals, and it just didn't look like it was going to happen. And here he is. So I'm pretty pumped for that, man. So I definitely would want to eat something real, really good to you know, a satisfying win of Chris Paul hopefully getting that championship.
Yeah, let's just kind of stick to the NBA. What has been your thoughts on the NBA playoffs and the finals last night with the Phoenix Suns winning 118-105 against the Milwaukee Bucks? What's been your thought process throughout this playoffs? Have you liked it, disliked it, and last night's NBA finals?
I think it's been wild, man. You know, I think a lot of teams that I didn't think were going to get where they are where they are. You know, one team I actually, you know, and a lot of people here in Louisiana, right, so, like, they probably you know, hating on Atlanta just because of the big Saints-Falcons rivalry.
Right.
But, man, I feel for people in that state, man, because they have faced a lot of heartbreak in championship games. I mean, you talk about the Georgia Bulldogs with the losses to Alabama, you know, in the SEC championship, the national championship. Then you got Tom Brady being down 28-3, coming back and winning against the Falcons. And now you got the Hawks here who are, you know, finally in position to take their basketball team to a championship game, and then they get knocked out. Man, that's just got to be rough, man. I feel so blessed to have seen the Tigers win it, the Saints win it. I can't imagine being an Atlanta fan, but I want to give some kudos to those who are still diehard Atlanta fans.
Yeah, especially, I mean, you know, at least we have food to kind of eat away our sorrows if the Saints do lose. So that's one thing that they really don't have over in Atlanta. And I know you make some great stuff, but people can follow the Cajun Ninja on Twitter at the Cajun Ninja over on Twitter, and then over on Facebook, the Cajun Ninja. It's simple enough. What do you kind of do over on your Facebook page?
Yeah, my Facebook page is kind of just a blend of really posting a lot of cooking videos, you know, and occasionally I like to go live. It was real fun in Vegas. We went live a couple of times, my wife and I, and I just get to really sit one-on-one with the people and either talk food or life, you know. That's kind of cool to me. And then Instagram, I kind of share a lot more of what's going on in my life. So if people like to see a little bit more backstories or things that's happening with us as the Ninja family, some people call us, you can definitely see more of that on Instagram. But if you want to just keep up with good cooking content, Facebook and YouTube is where it's at.
And you also have a spice, your own spice that you put out there. Can you just tell us where you can buy that? Just a few places. I know you told us a few weeks ago there's so many places it would take you 30 minutes just to name them all off. Just a few places that some people around New Orleans would kind of know of.
Yeah, so around New Orleans would definitely be Rouse's and Lavery's, I think, which is around Marrero. Flirty Girl has it. If you're flying in and out of the airport, Flirty Girl has it in the airport. So I thought that was really cool. Although they were closed when I flew out and flew in. I wanted to take a picture with the season and in the airport, but it was closed. But if you happen to catch them open, you can pick it up there. I think Norco Fresh Market was one. That's a few of the ones in New Orleans, but all the ones in South Louisiana, all the way to Lake Charles, and even now all the way up to Monroe. I'm super thankful if anybody's listening. It has definitely been spreading because of the support of the people.
Well, Jason, I appreciate just a few minutes of your time. I know you're probably very busy this weekend. I appreciate you kind of telling us about your Vegas trip and be able to talk to you at this time next week.
Right on, Jordan, man. Have a good one there. Enjoy the rest of your time solo. But don't be so low that we can't hear you, all right? Throw it up, man. Speak it up, all right?
Sounds good. Sounds good, Jason. I appreciate it. You can follow Jason, the Cajun Ninja, over on Twitter, at the Cajun Ninja. He has great stuff over on Facebook as well. Don't want to miss it. Teach you all your weekend cuisine. So thank you again, man.
Hey, faith over fear, ladies and gentlemen. Pa-ya!
All right, love it. So we're going to talk about more NBA finals when we get back from break with Todd Graffanini. Just the Bucks loss against the Phoenix Suns, 118-105. Chris Middleton having an absolute beast of a game with 29 points, 6 defensive rebounds, and 7 rebounds as a whole. Here is what Jay Will had to say on what the Bucks need to do in the next matchup in Game 2 to adjust to the Phoenix Suns.
I would stay home on Devin Booker. So if Devin Booker is not involved in the pick and roll, like, I'm denying him. I'm not letting him catch the ball, first and foremost. Even if that is, you have P.J. Tucker who's guarding Chris Paul, which started off last night, you have to blitz it. And what I mean by it is if you trap CP3 on a ball screen, like, just make them beat you with their rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because my thing is I can't have Devin Booker and CP3 going off for the points they did last night, being in one-on-one ideal situations against Brook Lopez. I can't do that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Devin Booker and how his role is going to be very important when the Bucks do kind of change up their game plan on Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton. We'll have all that more with Todd Graffanini. And also a score update with the England and Denmark semifinals UEFA EuroLeague game. It's all tied up, and we'll make sure to give you that score here coming out of the break. You're listening to ESPN Radio New Orleans, your home for the New Orleans Pelicans.
Your new Ford dealership in Lafourche Parish is Calvin Braxton Ford. You may need your vehicle serviced, but you don't want to drive too far. Get ready for some good news. The Calvin Braxton Ford service department in Lockport is now open. And better yet, they truly want to keep your vehicle running at its best. Now offering a special on gas-only oil changes, just $39.95 up to 5 quarts. Plus, with 4 new tires, your alignment is only $69.95. Yeah, Calvin Braxton Ford, 5878 Highway 1 in Lockport.
If you put a stack of $100 bills and a piece of wood in front of a Formosan termite, what would it eat? Both. They're swarming here and they're hungry. Call Terminex and local experts Dan and Billy Foster, the Bayou Boys. They can treat your home and save you thousands of dollars in damage. Don't let Formosan termites eat you out of house and home. Call Terminex today.
So call those Bayou Boys. They'll get you Terminex tough.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belt sand related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodaux, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the major league.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
No, we had a switch up past 15 minutes. This is Jordan Kleber, a.k.a. the intern. Gus is getting his head cut open, getting a cyst removed. Wishing him all the best of luck here in the next couple of minutes when he's going to go get that procedure. But we have the voice of the New Orleans Pelicans, Todd Graffanini. How are you, Todd?
Jordan, what's going on, man? Hopefully, you're not going to be hosting this show permanently. I know Gus is, I'm just joking. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure I'm sure everything's going to be fine, and Gus will be back to his normal position tomorrow.
Yeah, he was freaking out. I could see the look in his face that he really did not want to go, which is, you know, kind of a shocker. But, you know, the game is on. England and Denmark tied up at halftime, 1-1.
Yep, going to see who is going to take on my Italia on Sunday.
Yesterday was an intense game. What was Italy and Spain? What was your, you know, how fast was your heart racing during those turn of events in the penalty shootout?
Well, you know, PKs, it's just, in my opinion, it's just really no way to determine a match like that when you consider these guys have gone after it for 90 minutes and then 30 more minutes. And I know at some point, if you kept playing, that they're basically going to keel over from exhaustion. But it just doesn't seem fair when you play that hard for that long and it's basically, are you going to make a kick or is the goalkeeper going to save it? I don't know. But, look, I'm not complaining. You know, Italy got through. I think Italy was very fortunate yesterday because Spain, for the most part, outplayed them the entire time. They dominated the possession, especially in the first half. But you know, you got 10 minutes left and all of a sudden, and I'm thinking, all right, 1-0, 1-0. And then, you know, I heard the show earlier, Gus probably jinxed it. What a shock. But, you know, Spain tied it up at the 83 minute. And then I'm figuring, boy, we're going to go 30 minutes here. And that's exactly what happened. You know, Italy's got better penalty kickers than Spain does. And that basically was the difference.
Yeah, I don't think you're the only one that doesn't like the penalty shootout coming down to, if you make a stop or if you make a goal. We kind of talked about it earlier in the show, Gus and I. Well, I feel like hockey's probably like, that's mine, at least, favorite overtime rule where it's basically a golden goal, sudden death, whoever scores first, that's your winner. What would you like to see change in soccer? Would you like to see it a different way to where they bring back the golden goal or, you know, just kind of have a different format?
I don't know how they could change it. You know, I'm not a fan of penalty kicks, but how long are these guys going to play?
Right.
You know, I mean, are they going to play 30-minute half? I mean, maybe go into quarters. Every 15 minutes they go and they take a break. I guess if there was one other thing they could do, if they're going to do a golden goal type of situation and take away penalty kicks, would be to allow them to sub in players. You know how you can only sub three players in for the game and that's it. Well,
right.
If you get into an overtime situation, let them do free substitution. If you want to do a golden goal thing, and then maybe, you know, you could play 2 hours or 2.5 hours and guys literally wouldn't be cramping up or keeling over on the pitch. So I guess that would be the way to kind of rectify it would be to allow free substitutions, especially if they play, you know, two overtime periods and there are no goals, and you want to avoid penalty kicks.
All right, before we switch things up to the NBA, who would you like to see, you know, pull this one out here after another, you know, couple minutes of play?
Ooh, great question. I think matchup-wise, Italy versus England would be fabulous on Sunday, but then you got
to
go into the, you know, the heartstrings part of it, and how can you not pull for Denmark with what happened to Christian Eriksen, who, you know, watching that match 2 weeks ago, the guy literally died on the pitch, and they brought him back, and I mean, it's crazy if you think about it, but you know, Denmark's playing on emotion without their best player, and they're 1-1 in England. There's 45 minutes left, and anything can happen. So, but me personally, I think in Italy, England would be unbelievable soccer on Sunday.
I'd have to agree with you there. We're talking to the voice of the New Orleans Pelicans at NT Graf. You could follow him over on Twitter, Ty Graffanini. Ty, let's switch up to the NBA. What a game last night. First game of the NBA Finals, Phoenix Suns take down the Milwaukee Bucks 118-105. Give me just kind of your takeaways from last night's matchup. What did you see that stood out that maybe, you know, the average viewer, you know, really doesn't notice?
Well, I really, you know, I know it was a tight game in the first half, Jordan, but I never at any point watching last night's game thought Milwaukee had a chance to win. Mm-hmm. And, again, the score would have, you know, not really indicative of that, especially early on. But you could just kind of see as the game went on that Milwaukee just didn't have the firepower to keep up with what Phoenix is doing. And first, let me say this. I'm very, very glad that Giannis played. So there's, you know, no excuse on either end that, you know, hey, Phoenix is winning because Giannis didn't play. Well, he played, and he played very, very well, actually, considering you know, he hyperextended his knee a week ago, and the guy, you know, played 35 minutes and, what, was 30 and 19 or something, like, you know, just ridiculous numbers. But here's the thing. If Milwaukee's going to win, Giannis has to score, Chris Middleton has to score, and Drew Holiday cannot score 10 points.
No.
Drew Holiday has to score 20 to 25 points. And look, don't get me wrong. I love Drew Holiday. Okay, he's done a lot for this city. He's done a lot for the franchise of the Pelicans. But we have seen Drew in instances play like he did last night. 10-9-7 is not going to cut it if you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan, especially if it's Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday has to put up 20 points for them to have the chance because they don't have the roster build that the Phoenix Suns do. And look, Phoenix can come at you from every type of direction. And, you know, they were abusing Brooke Lopez with Devin Booker and Chris Paul. You know, Lopez just can't get it done on the defensive end. They're just too fast for him. But the bottom line is this. If Milwaukee's going to win games, Drew Holiday can't score 10 points. I mean, I'm not throwing it all on him, but he is a major, major part of that team, and he has got to be counted on to score. And oh, by the way, I don't know if you mentioned this or Gus mentioned this earlier, you know, probably something that has been not been talked about today at all was Phoenix was 25 for 26 from the free throw line.
Oh, yeah.
And they missed their last free throw. Jay Crowder missed the last free throw with 25 seconds left. They were 25 for 25 at the free throw line.
Yeah.
That don't hurt either.
Giannis was 7 for from 12 at the line. There's 5 points. I mean, it's 118, you know, 110, 8-point difference. I mean, you're kind of talking about a different ballgame if you kind of make your free throws. And Brooke Lopez missed 2 free throws as well. So now you're looking at 112, 118. It's a completely different ballgame. So, yeah, to your point, Todd, I mean, free throws can make or break a game, especially in the NBA playoffs.
No question. I mean, NBA playoffs, regular season, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But if you're 25 for 26, you're going to win a lot of games because you're just not giving any points away, and it's huge. But again, Phoenix they just have the advantage. I want a long series. Don't get me wrong. I don't want it to be 4 or 5 or even it should be a 6 or 7 game series. I cannot see Milwaukee winning this. Because Phoenix they don't have any weaknesses. They really don't. I mean, you got Chris Paul running the show. You got Booker, you know. Mm-hmm. Booker scored 27 points last night and he made one three. Okay? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
DeAndre Ayton is literally becoming a superstar in front of everybody's eyes. He has got the symmetry with Chris Paul in the two-man game. You know, Payne off the bench. Johnson off the bench. You know, when Johnson came out of North Carolina a couple of years ago, he was the number one shooter in the draft, and they picked him. He just sits in the corner and doesn't miss. Payne is the ultimate backup point guard. I know Šarić got hurt last night. He tore his ACL. It just came out about an hour ago. Is it going to be a loss? Yeah, but they can overcome it. I would be shocked if they're walking on the field.
All right, Todd. Thank you so much. I'm Jordan Kleber. Gus will be back tomorrow. You're listening to ESPN Radio New Orleans. Matt, you're up next. Thank you, Todd.
McGregor versus Poirier 3 is all set for